Earlier this month, USDA announced they will be investing $20 million to combat the wide range of damage caused by feral swine populations. But the issue is not just in our country, as they are on either side of the border, affecting both Canada and Mexico. And the U.S. is working with them to help reduce the populations of and damages created by feral swine. Bill Clay with the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says partnership with these two countries is important.
We are working with our APHIS International Services Program and working with the governments of Mexico and Canada on a cooperative feral swine program so we can address the threats on both sides. We will be taking disease samples, particularly in northern part of Mexico, to find out what the disease status is there in feral swine, and then be working both with Canadians and the Mexicans on methods to stop the interspersion between the three different countries.
Now, when it comes to the new national program, which should start in a few months to help reduce feral swine populations and damage, Clay said the state of New Mexico was the testing ground.
New Mexico was an ideal state to do this. It had a very low population of feral swine, estimated to be well below 20,000 animals statewide. They were in five geographically distinct areas, which suggests that they didn't get there on their own, that people had a role in moving them around. But they also were damaging agricultural resources, natural resources, particularly lesser prairie chicken in the southeastern part of the state. And so we felt like it would be a good opportunity for us to go in statewide. And that was one state that the state wildlife agency and the state ag and the state land office, the federal agencies, everybody agreed the goal there in New Mexico was to eradicate feral swine.
And he looks at the numbers from that program.
To show you how quick feral swine spread in New Mexico in 2005, they were documented in two counties. In 2012, they had spread to 17 counties. And so the idea was to try to eradicate them before they got their populations were so high that would have been impossible.
To date, he said they have removed over 700 feral swine, as have removed them from almost 10 of the 17 counties they were in. Farmers and ranchers know how much destruction feral swine can cause, along with carrying diseases that can affect people, domestic animals, livestock, and wildlife. So the work with our border countries and the $20 million national program aims to help our states deal with the rapidly expanding population of the invasive wild swine, and that's a welcome sign for many. The new national program is expected to be operating within 6 months. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.